Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory Number 60, The Enchanted Tiki Room. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support. Hello and welcome to Memory 60 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Well, it's been a few weeks since I last released a podcast, but I first wanted to start off by saying Happy New Year to everybody. I hope that you had a wonderful Christmas or whatever you celebrate. Our family had an interesting one to say the least, but I'd have to say I loved watching my kids opening the gifts we got for them and then playing with everything while we watched the Disney Christmas Parade on TV. That was probably the highlight of my day. So this last year we lost a beloved version of an attraction. Okay, maybe not so beloved. But there was something that some people liked about it. Take for example Christopher. He wrote me this wonderful story. I've recently found your podcast, and I'm really enjoying it. You have sparked a lot of memories of years past when I was a child. My birthday and the school winter vacation always coincided, and that is when my parents came to Florida, and we stayed with my grandparents' house. Can you imagine spending every childhood birthday at Walt Disney World? That was what I got. Well, I'm 45 years old now, and my parents are gone, so thank you very much. You've brought back many, many memories I've forgotten. I was wondering if you have any memories of the Tiki Room, including the outside queue area. That was one of my favorites because it was out of the weather, heat, and rain, and we got to sit down and enjoy the music of the audio animatronic birds. Some people don't enjoy this attraction as much as others, but this one has so many memories for me. The original was what I grew up with, but under new management version is just as nice. Okay, I've said this before, and this is me speaking again. This is exactly the point of the podcast, to help spark those memories of ours. Some of those memories may be from a week ago, and others decades old. But there is something still amazing about listening to that attraction again that will bring a smile to everyone's faces. As I said in an email to Christopher, his story is very similar to mine. With a birthday just days after Christmas, oftentimes we'd be down in Tampa visiting family for the holidays, and we'd take a day to head over to Disney World to spend there riding rides and doing shows and stuff like that. So I'm sure our memories of the parks are quite similar. So Christopher, I hope this memory is a good one for you. We're going to actually get two attractions today, in fact. I don't have the recently re-released version of the Enchanted Tiki Room from Walt Disney World, but I do have the under new management version, and I do have the original Enchanted Tiki Room from Disneyland. So that's what we're going to listen to instead. We'll start off with the original version in Disneyland. It's a beautiful day in June of 2010. We've been at Disneyland all day, and Susie is starting to tire. We decide who wouldn't like some Dole Whip in a show, so we go inside the waiting area as the pre-show has already started and some of the group breaks off to go get some Dole Whips. I'll be walking around looking at all the tiki gods, trying to follow along with the narration, and then we're ushered into the show, which is surprisingly full for what everyone considers to be just a classic attraction. From here, we're going to jump to a memory from our anniversary in 2006 again in Florida. It's been a slightly rainy day, which is bad because we were planning on staying for the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. We'll enter into the pre-show area well before the show begins. You'll hear the music gently playing in the background behind the waterfall. William and Morris will make their appearance, and then we'll turn to the left and make our way into an empty tiki room and take our place for the show. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we sing like the birdies sing. Tweet, tweet.
They are. You mind if I get one? You can take it in with you. You can take it in. Tony the Tiger.
I thought what he said.
Oh, mystic powers, hear my call.
They were great.
From my limbs, let new life fall.
That's
Mekyonimana, ladies and gentlemen, come with us to a world of joyous songs and wondrous miracles. Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room.
Are we going? What's going on?
Yeah, we're kind of trying to, but it's like,
we need space for it.
You want to sit on my lap? You want to stand down there? Okay. Where are you going, Suze?
I don't think I'm just waiting for Kathy. That's
but I don't think you can.
Dad.
Should be able to get in. Because I can't imagine.
Well, then sitting back there does you no good anyways.
No, but I'm just...
Hi, Kaylani. Kaylani just behind you. Can you say hi, Kaylani?
I want to see some birdies. Har har. Good grief.
You gotta turn the phone off.
Is that you?
Yep. What are you doing? You want to lay down?
You want to sit back here with her plus five? Oh, you're okay. Oh,
why don't you come up and sit with us?
I'm antisocial.
Apparently so.
I didn't bathe this morning.
I could tell.
I didn't get any time.
Aloha!
Say aloha!
Okay, I know it's kind of getting hot, but come on, you guys can do better than that. Aloha!
Aloha!
Okay, I'll accept that. Alright guys, well, hello and welcome to Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room, presented to us by our friends at Dole. Just a few quick reminders before we get started. Please no smoking in here, also no flash photography or video lighting. Also, if you guys have any food or drinks with you, be sure to take your trash out with you guys and throw it in the nearest trash can. Also, if you guys do have to leave during the show, over there where those doors open right now, they will be closing here in just a second, yeah. As they do, if you guys need to leave, just be sure to give a nice little push on those and they'll open up just greatly for you guys, okay? Alright, guys. Well, now we need to make up our master of ceremonies. So on the count of three, you can all say, wake up, Jose, okay? One, two, three.
Wake up, Jose!
My siestas are getting shorter and shorter. Oh, look at all the people.
Funny.
Welcome
Fernando
to Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room. Hey, Michael, here, amigo. Pay attention, it's show time.
So it is. And what darling people I have sitting on
have cards.
Here, you rascal, you. Let's put on the show.
Mon ami, I am always ready, as you say, to put on the show. Oh, pardon, madame. That whistle was for my good friend, Fritz.
Ach, du lieber, I almost fell out of my upper perch. Glad to see you all aboard, ashore, or wherever you are. My goodness, you're all staring at us. We better start the show rolling.
Wait. We forgot to wake up the glee club.
Ole, ole, it's show time.
All the earth's in work and the flowers croon. Welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd be the off the end
all together in the tiki 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 room.
All the earth's in work and the flowers croon.
Sing so beautiful, I should sing so low.
See, it's so low, we can't hear you.
My voice may not be so marvelous, but my profile is out of this world.
Ja wohl, but the drum of this is not far enough out of this world. Is it not right, Herr Schmidt? Oh, I see, Schmidt has no hair.
Me amigo, stop the clucking. You sound like a bunch of old men. There's a lot of birds waiting to go on. For instance...
The boys in the back are called macaws.
Because of their claws?
No, because they're macaws. And a fine feathered friend is a jolly toucan. And toucan sounds better than what you can't have.
The bird for paradise is an elegant bird. It likes to be seen and it loves to be heard. Most little birdies will fly away, but the big birds are here every day. All the birds sing word
and the flowers croon.
All my music and production is yet to come. Toast from the guitar and beat the drum. We've been a hit and we know you would
Introducing the lovely ladies of the ensemble, just like the folly bergère with only feathers, those Colette, hello Colette, Suzette, hello Mimi, Gigi, Fifi, Josephine.
I wonder what happened to Rosita.
Ladies and gentlemen, now we present direct from the islands a musical luau.
person, dude. At least when we rounded the corner, you could see sunlight. Yeah, I don't think I got too wet. I might be alright.
What are you doing here, William?
What are you doing here, Morris?
I just flew in from Hollywood. My client's the new owner of this birdcage.
What? Are you cuckoo? My client's the new owner. Disney gave me an exclusive.
Co-exclusive. Didn't you read your contract?
I gave it a bird's eye glance.
And you call yourself a talent agent? I negotiated my tail feathers off for this deal.
Well, my client does not share credit. He's a very big bird.
Your client is Big Bird?
Not Big Bird. A Big Bird, you bird brain.
Well, your dim little star is now half owner of the Enchanted Tiki Room with my superstar.
Think again, chicky babe.
Stop grousing. Just look at these paying customers waiting to get in.
Did you say paying?
As in money.
As in 10%? Hey, who am I to go against the status quo?
Excuse me, gentlemen. Sorry to interrupt you, but I have a message for our guests. Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we'll be opening the doors for what was Joy Song and Island Wonder and Enchanted Tiki Room.
Wait, our clients are not here.
Maybe they hit traffic.
Don't say that.
Sorry. Anyway, babe, I gotta fly this coop and migrate back to Hollywood. My birds will call your birds. We'll do lunch.
What's the rush?
I'm about to sign Donald Duck.
Oh, yeah? Big deal, you hockey puck. I've got the mighty ducks in the wings.
You do not.
Do too.
Do not.
Do too.
Not too. Not
too.
Not
too.
You don't. Come
Maybe
on.
Maybe I want
oh.
you too.
Oh, come
yeah.
on, will you?
Too. Not though, yeah.
Level with me. Put the bubble between
go
the lines.
Go away.
You
go
don't.
Away.
Have...
Oh, you please. Annoy me. You
oh,
annoy me.
You got something.
You go, Ralph.
I don't care.
I'll pick somewhere, you know, the show. I don't think I'm going to.
down, on front and back. You're just warm on nature.
Getting shorter and shorter. Hey, Michael, mi amigo, pay attention, it's Joe time.
So it is. Pierre, you rascal, you. Let's put on the show.
Mon ami, I am always ready to put on the show, as is my good friend, Fritz.
My goodness, you're all staring at us. We better start the show rolling.
Wait, wait. We forgot to wake up the Glee Club.
A tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away,
we'd
be the only.
Hey, stop the music! Are you listening to me? I said stop the music! What is that? I'm gonna toss my Kraken.
Oh.
And these people below me, they ain't gonna like that. Trust me.
Iago? That's Zazu. Be forewarned, Iago. You cannot toy with the enchanted tiki room.
What are you squawking about?
Pardonnez-moi, Monsieur Iago, but I am afraid that your friend is right.
He's not my friend.
Well?
Obviously, you birds don't know who we are. Don't you guys ever fly to the movies?
We don't get out much.
We are, how do you say, attached to the place.
Don't get too attached, Jumps, because we're the new owners.
New owners?
That's right. Now listen, you bird brains. If you're going to keep your jobs, you've got to get hit. I know all about it, see?
Because I'm a very famous movie star who Hollywood comes my name. Who cares about Jafar, I'm the one with all the looks and pay. I got a million presents in the bank, and I plan to get a million more. And you guys will all have me to thank for their lining up at the door. You want boring geeky birds, I'm a big celebrity. That's why I'm gonna go and change your show. And it's great to have a friend like me.
But senor, we've done the same job.
Yeah, since 1963.
My house, I thought, you know, like you guys, you're ancient history.
Tiki gods can hear you.
If I hear one more word about those tiki-taki Polynesian pineapple
are doomed. Doom is in the air.
It's goodbye, my friend Pierre.
Yes, so. Ha, ha, ha. Farewell, mon ami. For the end is plain to see, because it's ha, ha, ha.
What was that?
You're messing with me, baby.
Ain't a thing to do.
Wait, someone might get a friend, Tiki God.
You're stressing me, baby.
Should have listened to
that.
You can't fly away, now you're stuck.
No.
I have cursed you for pushing your luck.
Bye-bye.
It won't hurt to yell, you are under my spell. Look out, Harry, you're a dead duck.
Iago?
Excusez moi, Monsieur Zazu. It appears Monsieur Iago has flogged the coop.
Oh, yeah.
Perhaps it would be best to let the tiki gods have their say, n'est-ce pas?
Right. And now, here they are, a pop idol for Polynesia. The one, the only, the tiki gods.
Shuba.
No, as long as you're all staff. wonderful magic trick for you.
A magic trick?
Yeah, everybody. Taste the gold. The trick is, we're gonna make you all disappear.
Ha ha! Now you birds are getting the idea.
Goodbye, farewell, aloha.
That they do a little bit extra.
All right, so which one's better? Not that it really matters, because we're now down to really just one original show. As much as I didn't care for Iago, I thought the incorporation of him and Zazu was very interesting, to say the least. Christopher, I hope it was everything that you remembered. As always, if you'd like to make a request, just like Christopher did, or leave me some feedback, stop by the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter, view my photos on Flickr and videos on YouTube, and don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0. And leave your request or feedback that way. If you like this show and want to help others find it, a review in iTunes will help move us up the search results list. Or maybe you mention us in a tweet or Facebook or Google+, or whatever your social media of choice is, to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button, where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or recurring donation of any amount you like. An even simpler way would be to click on one of the ads on our website. I've noticed an increase in clicks, and thank you all for your support. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Yeah. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Bray Tell, what did you think of it?
Great!